This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
And so the president's jobs plan goes under the financial microscope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama today goes to Columbus, Ohio to pitch his American Jobs Bill, a piece of legislation that's just started on the congressional path to who knows where. And the president will visit a high school today in Columbus that recently renovated some classrooms to underscore the need of spending on schools and infrastructure. Marketplace's David Gura is with us now live from Washington with the latest on how much that jobs program is going to cost. Good morning, David.
Hey, Steve.
Now, the president says the plan's not going to add a dime to the deficit. Where's the money going to come from?
Right, well, the plan, as it's written, would cost about $450 billion. Now, the president says it'd be easy to come up with that kind of money if the government were to change the tax code. President Obama says companies and wealthier Americans making more than $200,000 a year, families making more than $250,000 a year, they get too many deductions. He says there are too many loopholes. And if we were to limit those, cut some of those, that'd be worth about $470 billion. So more money, actually, than the president's job plan would cost.
So where, David, does the plan go from here? I mean, is it up to Congress to vote on it? Or does it go to the super committee, the one that's going to be trying to cut the long-term deficit, right, the super committee?
Right. Well, that super committee, six Democrats and six Republicans, it meets today. And remember, they're charged with finding a way to cut more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Depending on what Congress does with the president's bill, this jobs plan could wind up on their plate as well. The president could conceivably ask them to find a way to work it into their overall decision. Either way, the White House says that later this month, the president's going to suggest his own debt reduction plan. And President Obama had this message for Congress yesterday.
No games, no politics, no delays.
No chance?
It was a long summer. I don't need to remind you of that, but full of partisanship.
Yes, it was.
But I think it's pretty unlikely Congress is going to pass the president's package as is. But I talked to Alice Rivlin. She was on the president's special commission to reduce the deficit. And she told me she's still optimistic.
We need to have strong job creation now and a much larger package over future years, bringing down the growth in deficits.
Rivlin told me Washington has to find a way to focus on both the short term and the long term if we want the economy to recover.
All right, Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. All right, global shares are higher at the moment after starting off down today, but there are still fears the Greek debt crisis is getting worse again and spreading. Italy's trying to get its financial house in order, may ask China for some help. Maserati says it's going to make an SUV in Detroit, partially out of Jeep parts. Fiat owns Chrysler and Jeep, which have plants in Motor City. Import prices in the U.S. fell by 0.5% in August, thanks to lower fuel and food costs and lower industrial material prices. But the government said today export prices rose by about the same margin. Electronics retailer Best Buy said today profit was lower in its last quarter. Wall Street yesterday, markets managed a little boost. The Dow ended yesterday up 68 points to close at 11,061.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
The U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on a near $5.5 billion deal that would avoid another Federal Aviation Administration shutdown. A major sticking point is federal subsidies for flights out of rural airports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer checked out one such airport in rural Maryland.
At least four times a day, a Cape Air pilot fires up a nine-seat propeller plane in Hagerstown, Maryland, and takes off for Baltimore, sometimes with no passengers aboard. The federal government pays Cape Air more than $400 per flight, about $1 million a year, passengers or no. I took the flight last Friday, and I was the only one on board.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Baltimore. Watch your step.
The subsidy program, known as Essential Air Service, was created in the 1970s to ensure that airlines served rural airports. Today, airlines at more than 150 airports get the subsidies, and it costs the federal government about $200 million a year. Critics say it's a waste of money. NYU law professor Michael E. Levine helped create the program. He says it was supposed to be temporary.
But you can really ask at a time when we're closing school libraries whether we should be spending money to provide air service that's only being used by a couple of people a day.
Over the summer, Congress agreed to cut essential air service funding at 13 airports, including Hagerstown. Phil Ridenour is the director of the Hagerstown Airport. He says taxpayers don't pay for the subsidies. They come from airline ticket and fuel taxes. And if they were eliminated, the money wouldn't go toward deficit reduction.
The money still goes to the FAA, and it would just be divvied out in another portion of an FAA program.
And Ridenour says the subsidies are essential for Hagerstown businesses. I flew back from Baltimore to Hagerstown with a small business owner. There were five of us on that flight. Chris Molesky owns the Wetsuit Warehouse in Hagerstown. He was returning from a trade show in Florida.
It's important we have an airport 5 miles away from our house, 8 miles away from our office.
Molesky says he wouldn't have gone to the trade show if he'd had to drive the hour and a half from Hagerstown to Baltimore. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, a team in Nebraska says they've built a jet-powered school bus that's topped 320 miles an hour. The team leader told CBS this week they took an F-4 fighter engine and built the bus around it to provoke interest among kids. It's yellow, like most school buses are, but has big red and orange flame decals around the front. And at full throttle, real flames come out of the rear. The bus won't be transporting kids, but if it were, forget about getting to school late. Check out the video of the school bus going really fast at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you could save a little cash by driving a little differently, would you?
Obviously, it's a little bit annoying at times, I know. But you get used to it. When you have to fill up, you know, one less time a month, you know, you start to think, well, this might be worth it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's called hypermiling, but don't forget that annoying part. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.